It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 30th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is laissez-faire, also pronounced laissez-faire, and spelled as two hyphenated words, as they would be in French, L-A-I-S-S-E-Z hyphen F-A-I-R-E. Laissez-faire is a noun that means a doctrine opposing governmental interference in economic affairs beyond the minimum necessary for the maintenance of peace and property rights. It can also mean a philosophy or practice characterized by a usually deliberate abstention from direction or interference, especially with individual freedom of choice and action. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Language Wars, A History of Proper English by Henry Hitchings. Though often viewed as an age of laissez-faire, the Victorian period saw ambitious lawmaking. Much of this involved revising existing legislation. One result was the expansion of the middle-class bureaucracy. The French phrase laissez-faire literally means allow to do, with the idea being let people do as they choose. The origins of laissez-faire are associated with the physiocrats, a group of 18th-century French economists who believed that government policy should not interfere with the operation of natural economic laws. The actual coiner of the phrase may have been French economist Vincent de Gournay, or it may have been François Quesnay, who is considered the group's founder and leader. The original phrase was laissez-faire, laissez-passer, with the second part meaning let things pass. Laissez-faire, which first showed up in English in the first half of the 19th century, can still mean a doctrine opposing governmental interference in economic affairs, but it's also used in broader contexts in which a hands-off or anything-goes policy or attitude is adopted. It's frequently used attributively before another noun. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.